We are learning Masechta Yevamos, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 8 lines from the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We are continuing the sugya of Chalitza Psula. Chalitza Psula means that if it's a case where the Zika is weaker, Zika means the connection is weakened, and therefore you can't do Yibum, so then the Chalitza is called a Chalitza Psula also. And there are different afgeminas that could be Negeya, and we'll see while we learn the sugya what is Negeya. Gufa, Omar Shmuel. That means in a case where you have one brother, Reuven has two wives, Reuven has two wives and Shimon has two wives, and one of those pair of wives are sisters. That means Reuven's married to Leah, Shimon's married to Rachel, there's two sisters, and they each have another wife as well. And they both die, and they fall to Yibum to Levi. So now, Levi cannot do Yibum on Rachel or Leah. Why? Because Achoyes Zekukasa can't do Yibum either one. What about the Tzara? The Tzara is actually a Tzara Achoyes Zekukasa. But the Tzara is a little better than the Achoyes. So to Achoyes, to give them Chalitza, you have to give each one Chalitza, and that will pater the Tzara of that family. Let's say Reuven, you give Chalitza to Leah, it paters her Tzara. And by Shimon's family, you give Chalitza to Rachel, and it paters the Tzara. The chalitza to Rachel Leah is a chalitza psula. Why? Because you can't do even to Rachel Leah because the achoyes is a kasa. So therefore, it's better to give it to the tzarais and that will part to the achoyes. But if you give it to the achoyes, it won't part to the tzarais because it's a chalitza psula. Amar Shmuel, chalitza to achoyes leniftaru tzarais. You give chalitza to the achoyes leniftaru tzarais. But if you give the chalitza to the tzarais, the tzarais leniftaru achoyes. Another two cases that are similar idea. Cholatz lebaal asaget leniftaru tzara. The tzara niftaru baal asaget. This is a case not sisters. Let's say Reuven dies with two wives. And there's one brother, Shimon. And Shimon gives a get to one of the two women who felt the Yibum. Now, the halach is, if you give a get, it does not take care of the Yibum. You need a chalitza. But what it does to wife is that it doesn't allow you to do Yibum anymore. Because it's a darbon, the gedin says, the get looks like a separation, so you can't do Yibum anymore. So you gave a get to this one Isha now, so you still have to give chalitza. But the chalitza is a psula. What? You can't do Yibum anymore. Because there it's your wife, it's not even done anymore there. Once here it's Eish Yisach. The only way you're allowed to marry Eish Yisach is only be Yibum. Once you did a get, you passel it up now, and you can't do Yibum. So now here, it's Chalitza Psula. So there you have to give the Tzara, the Chalitza, the path to the Baal's get. You can't give the Baal's get the path to the Tzara. That's Halacha. Read inside it. Hachalos the Baal's get. Leinifter Tzara. The Tzara nifter Baal's get. And the third case is Baal's Maimer. The same halacha is when you give maimer, it's a whole different halacha maimer. Maimer is a din that it's kedushin de rabbanon when it comes to yavama. The way to be really marry yavama is with bia, yavama yavay aleha. If you give maimer, so now it needs a get because the rabbanon de kedushin. But the thing is that without a get, chalitza won't help anymore. You didn't take care of yibum with the maimer, and chalitza won't help. So this chalitza is a chalitza psula for a different reason a little bit. Because this chalitza won't, two wife had to by itself need a get also. So chalitz balas mamar lo nifter tzara lo tzara nifter balas maimer. So Rashi explains, like we just spoke out, shechalitza zu ain't a pateres agarmi shadayin tzvich get. Since this chalitza does not pater, you need a get still. Therefore, it's called a chalitza psula. Now the mishash b'dayik from Rashi. Let's say you had given a get already for the maimer, and now you still need a chalitza. Then that chalitza would work. That's his medayik because there. There's no, the chalitza has a power to do it, and we're not calling that a chalitza psula for some reason. You know, you can't do yibum anyone's your case, because you gave a get to it, but it's like a zayitik a reason, so therefore, you gave a get to the maimer, it's a zayitik a reason, but that's a rishash, it's not like that, that's a rishash medayik, that's only if the maimer is still here, that the chalitza won't work, it's a chalitza psula.
What happens if you just made maimer, you can still do yibum?
Yeah, of course, you can do yibum, yeah, it's the beginning of yibum. Akaponim, so now these are three cases where Shmuel says that you give a chalitza to the two tzaras. You give it to the one who's possible to you technically. It won't work to help the other tzara. Why? Because the chalitza psula. And Mashenka, we give it to the tzara, it'll work the part of that. That's the three halachas. So Gemara is going to concentrate on the first halacha of Shmuel, of chalitza achayis lo nifteru tzaras, lo tzaras nifteru achayis. I'm going to concentrate on that. So I'm going to try to explain that. Why when you give chalitza to achoyes, the two tzaras don't become pater? Why? The havalai achoyes isha v'ziko. This achoyes is also to you because achoyes is ziku kasa. So afraid the Gemara, the same thing about tzaras. Cholot the tzaras nami lo liftru achoyes. Why? The havalu tzaras achoyes isha v'ziko. L'chayra, Rachel or Leah They're a chayzuk kasa, right? So you can't even on them. The tzara is a tzara's erva. It's a tzara of them. You can't even to her either. So why is the tzara any better? The erva is a chayzuk kasa. Let's say it would be a chayz ishtoi, for example. Then you understand. Here's a chayzuk kasa. You can't marry her. So it's a tzara's erva. That's what we're assuming now. A chayzuk kasa, a tzara's erva. So the Gemara is asking, so how could you pater the achayish through giving the tzaras? Because the tzaras is perfect. The tzaras is not so perfect either. It's an erev also. So let's read. Chal tzaras not really lived through achayish. That was tzaras achayish of zika. So Gemara answers, kashava shmu ain zika. Shmu holds ain zika. Break the Gemara. So we have to see how that helps anything. Ain zika. So why is achayish the better? Gemara will ask in a second. He says, he holds ain zika. Break the Gemara. V'amash shmu yesh zika. We have a Gemara before. On Daf Yudchesam Beis, that Shmuel holds yes zika. So Gemara, Devarim ain zika. He's going through on the ain zika. Comma. That's what he's talking about. But Gemara is another kasha. If someone if going through on the Amar ain zika, Yachi chalts lachayis ma'ala niftru tzaris. What's wrong with lachayis then? If there's no zika, you could do technically even to lachayis. Maybe it's also levatal mitzvah siyavam and you can't. But like Tosha spoke at before, and we spoke on yesterday's year on Daf Chavavam and Beis. That also levatal mitzvah yivam doesn't make a chalitza psula, because that's not a psul, but etzem in the isha itself, it's a zaitik psul, zaitik exera. So here we're asking that if you hold ein zika, so why can't you do chalitza to achayis? It's not a chalitza psula. I'm not living through tzaris.
For sure can't do yivam?
What?
You for sure wouldn't be able to do
yivam because
what's the levatal?
Whatever, it depends on that. if you hold the osvatal yivam, you can't do yivam, yeah. Then you could do yivam, yeah. So Gemara now analyzes here. What the Gemara's kasha claw. So Gemara's kasha again is now that if it's ain zika, so therefore, why can't you be chalas lachay? So Gemara says like here like this. In our Gemara, Rachel is the second brother's wife. Okay, Reuven is married to Leah, Shimon's married to Rachel, and they each have a tzara. So Gemara says like this: Bishlam tzara de Rachel. I understand letiftar won't be potter by they give him chalitz to the achay. So why not? The kibon the chalitz to Leah, once you give chalitz to Leah, which is Reuven's wife, v'hod the chalitz to Rachel, have a chalitz to the Rachel chalitz psula. That would be a chalitz psula. Why? Because it's a chayz chalutz asa. And chayz chalutz asa is a real problem. Not only yes, you can zika. Chayz chalutz asa is a real problem. So it's like this: Bishlama, if you give chalitz to Leah, and that part has hurt Sarah, but now you want to give chalitz to Rachel to part the Sarah. No, you can't do that. Why? Because a chalitz psula. Because Rachel is a chayz chalutz asa. That I understand. So Bishlama, the Rachel, we understand. Tzaras Rachel, Tiftar, Kim, Nechalas, Aleyah, Vahad, Nechalas, Rachel, Havad, Rachel, Rachel, Zabzula. El, Tzara, Deleyah, Tiftar. My, Tzara, Deleyah, she part of the Chalitza of Leah. Why? Because the Chalitza of Leah was good. And it says, Loi Niftaru Tzaras. It says, give a lot of Chalitza, Niftar Tzaras. I understand that the Tzaras Rachel is not Potter, because the Chalitza of Psula. But Tzaras Leah is a good Chalitza. So tomorrow, yeah, my loin of the tzaras now me the kamar and tzaras the Rachel. It's going on tzara the Rachel on Rachel's co-wife, not on Leah's co-wife. Afraid the gemara about tzaras kamar. It's a lashon rabim of co-wives tzaras, and for the gemara tzaras the alma means tzaras the alma of such a case of chalitza psula means tzaras. You know the regular it means no matter with this case there's a lot of tzaras. It means tzaras the alma in these cases does not. Does not become potter a day the chayis when it's chalitza psula. It's not going here. It's not rabim. It's tzaras b'alma kai. Break the gemara. Yachi chalitz the tzaras nifteru achayis a tzaras rachel mi mifteru. He's asking a kash like this. That technically speaking, that it says now that the chalitz the what it means is that the tzaras don't go potter when you give the achayis. It's talking about rachel, right? It's mashma. If I give chalitza to the tzara by Rachel's family, you know, Shimon's wives, it'll work. Shimon, the second brother, they give it on the co-wife, it'll work to part the Rachel. He says, that's not true either. Because it's a tzaras achoyz chalitzasai. And that doesn't work either. That's a chalitza psula also. That's Mara's kasha. Yachi chalitz a tzaras lifter achoyz. We're saying, it means that tzaras to Rachel. V'mim yifter avatanan. Also, odom v'tzaras kroivas chalitzasai. Actually, this Mishnah says it's halacha is even not. It's a very interesting halacha. We get to Gemara later on in the sugi later on in Perek Achaylitz about this. I think that's what the Perek it is. But the halacha is that a tzaras kroivas chalutzasai is usher, even if it's not your brother's wife. It's a new din that a tzaras kroivas al chalutzasai is a problem. The co-wife of a sister of your chalutzasai is possible, and definitely in this case for sure it's a tzaras erev in this case. In this case, for sure. So Rachel's tzara is also a chalitza psula because she is a tzara of Achayis Chalutzasai. So then, if it's going on that, how does that work?
Achayis
Chalutzasai.
Needs chalitza
because it's not the rice, the gedin. It's also still the rabbanon. But here it's a tzaras of chayis chalitza. It's a wrong, the rabbanon, the gedin. But enough, make the chalitza psula. So now we're completely mixed up. We have no idea how to read Shmuel. So the Gemara, we're going to read Shmuel a new way. Shmuel nami hischil v'lo hischil ka'ama. Shmuel is a new way of reading it. It means hischil v'lo hischil. And the Gemara will explain. Hischil v'lo hischil ka'ama. Hischil ba'achoyos, if you started doing chalitza ba'achoyos, which means you started, you get chalitza to Leah. So he said, if you give chalitza to Leah, her tzara becomes patterned. Why? Because chalitza kasher still. Because you're going ain zika. But hischal v'achoyes lo yigmar b'tzaros. You cannot finish by giving tzaros. Or, and of course you can't finish by giving rachi. You have to give both of them. The tanan also adam b'tzaros tzaros k'rayves chalitza sasay. So hischal b'achoyes, when it comes to Shimon's wives, Rachel and the Kohath, each one is a separate chalitza. Because they're both chalitza. Absolutely, you have to give each one a chalitza. Why? Because Rachel is possible because the chayis chalitza asar. The co-wife is part of krayvas. It's tzaras krayvas al chalitza asar. It's tzaras al chayis chalitza asar. His chil b'tzarais. But if you started the first case by Leah, you gave the co-wife the chalitza, then yigma ach b'achayis. Then you can even give Rachel chalitza. Why? Because Rachel in this case will not be a chayis chalitza asar. Because her sister never got chalitza. It was the tzara got chalitza.
Does it even
go to Yezika? No, only dafka ein zika. But only because in the case of ein zika, that's what Rashi's going, ein zika. So it means here you can finish the chayis. Why? Because they never gave chalitza to Leah. That's not muta adam bekrevas tzara's chalitzasa. Which means that Leah in this case, the first wife of Reuven and the co-wife, Leah, who didn't get chalitza, is a co-wife of someone who got chalitza. And Rachel, the sister of Leah, the sister of someone who is a tzara l'chalitzasa, is mutter. That's fine. That's the halacha. Mutter, it says, as it says in this Mishnah, mutter adam akrevas tzara l'chalitzasa. So it comes out, if you read the first line of Shmuel now, we have three cases of Shmuel. The other two cases stay the same, but Shmuel's first line is very interesting. Chalatz l'chayis l'iftur tzarais, l'tzarais l'iftur chayis, like this. Chalatz l'chayis means hischa v'chayis l'iftur tzarais, means you can't finish even with the tzarais, you have to do both. Litzaros, if you start off with tzaros, niftar achayis, even could do achayis. A whole new way of reading Shmuel. That's the first teretz. What?
Hischum just means make chalitza in this one.
Right. Hischum means. No, it means the first chalitza was done to who? To the sister or to the tzara. That's what it means. So that's the first teretz that explains Shmuel, which is obviously a daichik because the other two cases are different. So it's a little bit, because chalitza b'as maimer means what it means. Chalitza b'as get means what it means. So it's a little bit interesting, but this is the first mahalach. Rav Ashi's going to come. I'm going to say it outside first to be able to explain it. Rav Ashi comes and says, we're keeping Shmuel the same way. Which means like this. You give Chalit, we can hold Be'etzem that is going with Yesh Zika. That's what we're going still. So, you could say that like this, that when you give the achoyos, it's a problem because chalitza psula. Why the achoyos are sisters, the achoyos are kosa. Chalitza achoyos is a problem because the achoyos are kosa. The question was, the tzara was the tzaras, achoyos is a kosa. That was the kasha. How can you give tzaras the path to them? That was the gemara's kasha. And that's why I say it's not shver. You know why? Because a tzaras achoyos is a kosa is not the same level psul as achoyos is a kosa mamish. Because only the Rabban that didn't have chalitza kasa. So the tzara is not a real tzara ever. It's a lower level. And therefore it's better to give chalitza to the tzara and that will pat the achayos. I can't do even much. So what? It's not the same tzara. It's not the same level ever as a chalitza kasa. That's Rav Ashi's teretz. Simple teretz. Rav Ashi, Omar, lo'olim k'dik damris. Umushim lo'oy alima zika. The chalitza kasa zika is not enough l'shvuyi l'tzara be'erva. It's not enough to make the tzara into erva. L'shvuyi l'tzara ke'erva. Tanyika Vasei de Rav Ashi. You have a Brisa like Rav Ashi. It says in the Brisa, Cholatz la'achoyis le'nifteru tzaros. It's the first Brisa. It's Cholatz la'achoyis le'nifteru tzaros. Cholatz tzaros. If you give the tzaros, nifteru achoyis. My time, what's pshat? The same one of Shach. If it's ain't zika, then you can do achoyis also. My time. Elavashon tuksava yesh zika. V'loy alim zika la'shvi l'tzarek erva. And I can't make the tzara like erva. I can ask me, it's exact words of Shmuel. What's the big Tanya? Zok Taisvis, look at Taisvis, Dira Masla Tanya. He says, a Braisa, you can't say Hischel or Hischel, because it should have said it behind you. But by Shmuel, he tells us very interesting Taisvis. In Shmuel, Shmuel really means to say Hizkel. Why do you use that sprach? He wants to be the same like the other two. The other two can't use that sprach, so that's why I have to say it like that. That's what Taisvis speaks out. That's why it's Tanya Kavah said. Comes Rav Abba and says, this price is not a riot to Shmuel. Because I'll tell you, this price is going that Sorois are never possible for Yibum. Never. We have a Mishnah Tzoros Erva. You remember this man, the Omo holds Tzoros Erva's Mote. Remember who that was? That was Beis Shammai. Or Rav Abba Mamel, Hamani Beis Shammai. This price is going about Tzoros Erva's Mote. You know why? Because you'll never hold Tzoros Erva's Mote. Because Beis Shammai, Tanam, Beis Shammai, Tira, Tzoros Lachim, even a regular full-fledged Tzoros Erva Daraisa is Mote Lachim. If that's the case, so why it says you have to do chalitza? Just do yibum. And for the Gemara, Kerviyachem and Nuri, they made a pshara. The Amar Bov and Iskal Hem Letzoros Yuchaltzul Vayim Siyavim. He wanted to make a pshara to Shtim Beis Hillel Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. He said, just give chalitza and no yibum. For the Gemara, there's no Kerviyachem and Nuri out there. Amar Marla, he speak with the Gemara Zadav Achim Tzibel Shah. It says over there they never had a chance to make this institute this pshara. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Achar of Chazav Tiknu. No, they didn't have a chance then. But later on, they instituted the Takana. That's pshara in the Brisa going to Beis Shammai according to the Takana. Taisa says that's a huge daichik to say that they changed the Takana afterwards. So Taisa says because the loyim is stavered to say the svara of loyalima zika l'shvirit sorry, it wasn't stavered. We'd rather make this daichik and say not tank of Asid Ravashi and say it's like if Shammai be at the Takana, then say the daichik of that loyalima zika, the zika is not enough to make a tsaras chayzukasa. So like upon him, that's what comes after Mar Sugya. Now we have two pshatim in Shmuel. Either Shmuel Avad agrees that Saras Achayis Kosa would be Chlitza Psula, and the pshat is Hischa V'lo Hischa, or if Rashi holds that Saras Achayis Chalatzasa is better, it's only against the Tzarek. Look at Rashi on top of this Amud, Chavzayim Amud, we started the Sugya in the last, of yesterday's daf, Rashi explains like Rav Ashi, when Rashi explains the Sugya, and he says like, even though the Tzarek can't do even L'maisa, but it's still more cooler dick, he goes like Rav Ashi's Svarah.